This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is this what we can expect at an NFL or NBA game in the very near future? As the Bilderberg puppets of doom run civilization into an engineered grinding halt, shielded by faux blameless compassion. Call it fear-mongering, I call it reality. Folks, things are getting dangerous. House GOP Caucus Chairman Glenn Quesada said, "We need to activate the Tennessee National Guard and stop them from coming into the state, i.e. the refugees, by whatever means we can." Note to bleeding heart liberals that disagree with the previous statement from a man of action. The blood of Americans will be on your hands because of your fake, brainwashed liberal stance that could get us all killed. The jihadists are already in the United States, a complete nightmare scenario, courtesy of our commandeer-in-chief. The Daily Mail reports, nearly 70 arrests have already been made of homegrown and refugee jihadists in the United States, including 6 Bosnian immigrants, 3 from Missouri, 2 from Illinois, and 1 from New York, were charged in February with sending money and military equipment to extremist groups in Syria, including ISIS and the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front. According to court documents, the group conspired via phone, Facebook, and email, such as Beach for places like Iraq and Syria, while using PayPal and Western Union to send funds to fanatics. 2 Minneapolis, U.S. natives went to Syria and died fighting for ISIS. This exposed the Midwest as a hotbed for ISIS recruits. The growing Somali refugee population in the Midwest has already produced 8 Somali friends who were charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. One of those charged includes 20-year-old Abdurrahman Yassin Dodd, who was born at a refugee camp in Kenya and arrived in the U.S. when he was 9, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. Other incidents include a former U.S. Air Force serviceman from New Jersey joined the Mujahideen. 2 cousins, one a National Guard soldier from Illinois, plotted a raid on a military facility where they intended on slaughtering 120 militia. A Yemeni-born naturalized American pizza and chicken shop owner in Rochester, New York, was allegedly funneling jihadist recruits to a Syrian welcoming camp for training. Gunmen Elton Simpson and Nadir Souf were shot dead by police attempting to storm Pamela Geller's Muhammad art exhibit and contest. Austin, Texas native white Muslim convert Michael Todd Wolf was arrested at the George Bush International Intercontinental Airport traveling to fly to Syria to train with jihadists. Wolf was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Self-described lone wolf for ISIS, Miguel Diaz, a 46-year-old convicted felon and Cuban immigrant, was jailed for 10 years in July on firearm charges. 21-year-old American Christopher Cornell bought an arsenal which he planned to use to launch a terror assault on Washington, D.C., declaring his affiliation to ISIS during a jail cell TV interview. Earlier this year, Judicial Watch revealed that the Obama administration gave more than 1,500 terrorists asylum in the United States in 2014. According to the government watchdog, the administration let 1,519 inadmissible foreigners embroiled in terrorism into the U.S. last year because the crimes were committed while under duress. Until Obama put the rubber stamp on bringing 10,000 Syrian refugees into the U.S. with no agreeable vetting process to weed out the jihadists, getting to America was difficult.
This is the same group whose spokesperson is bragging that group could actually take over the United States of America. Have a listen for yourself.
Now, our president and the puppets of Europe are literally aiding and abetting a military invasion against their own citizens. John Baum for Infowars.com.
Very powerful report. That's why I opened the transmission with that. The reason we're focusing on this so much, obviously, is because it shows the whole war on terror is a fraud. We end up attacking countries that haven't attacked us while aiding the very enemies that have sworn to destroy this country. Big broadcast coming up today. Incredible, jam-packed with informative guests and our reporters. in Paris, France. It's all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And we are in the Situation Room, not the War Room today. Different studio.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is going to be another absolutely vital transmission. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, November 19th, 2015, global transmission. Joining us today will be Joe Biggs and other InfoWars.com reporters from Paris, France. They will then travel to London, England to visit some of the ghettos that are no-go zones for Europeans and Westerners on Friday and Saturday before returning to the United States. Ahmad Salim, the famous FBI informant who tried to stop the first World Trade Center attack but was basically ordered to let it go forward before blowing the whistle, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And he is a top expert and, of course, was a high-level military officer, what, a colonel, in the military in Egypt. Dr. Jerome Corsi will also be joining us to break down the global jihad and exactly why Obama thinks he can get away with opening our borders up and bringing in 100,000. First it was 10,000, now it's 100,000. Now they're talking about 300,000. And if we accept that, it'll be 3 million. That is the same formula they've used in Europe. So that's all coming up today. And then Anthony Gucciardi will be ably hosting the fourth hour and has a lot of breaking news and analysis that we'll be telling you about later when he hosts the fourth hour that we've added to the transmission because there's so much news. That said, just look at some of these headlines I've got in front of me. Exclusive, six men from Pakistan, Afghanistan, busted illegally entering Arizona from Mexico. And that is from Breitbart, Texas, Brandon Darby. Now, remember, there's supposedly theories that any Islamists are coming across. No other than Mexicans, is what it's called by the Border Patrol, come in by the thousands per border state with Mexico per month. If you go and look at the numbers released by them, it will tell you the countries. Pakistan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Lebanon, and a lot of them are just looking for work, trying to get their families, but some of them are radical. Some of them are planning terror attacks, and ISIS and others have planned to do that. So there's that report. Sixth Syrian with fake passport captured in Honduras on way to the United States. There is another report from Gateway Pundit. Here's another report. Throngs of children are trying to cross the Texas border again. And notice the strategy. Obama a few days ago said, oh, you're scared of women and widows and children blowing you up. And then a woman suicide bomber blew herself up in a police dog in Paris yesterday. And our reporters were on scene just minutes after it happened. But see, that's how they bill it. 17% of the people coming in this year and last year, according to the Border Patrol, they have the numbers, are below the age of 18, 18 or younger. But see, it's always children. And it doesn't matter that upwards of 80% of the, quote, immigrants to the U.S. and to Europe, these migrants, are military-age men and are Wahhabists who failed in the takeover. They were there to get their own land, take over people's houses. That's what the jihadis do. They come in, they colonize, they run you out of your home, and they take it over. That's what's done in the Middle East. They usurp each other back and forth. And it is the Sunnis, traditionally, that are the main usurpers because they are the majority of Islam. 79%. I'm not demonizing Sunnis. A lot of Sunnis aren't radical and are great people. It's a fact, though, that they're the ones quarterbacking the radical Islamic takeover worldwide. So there is that report. Syrian community leader says ISIS is already in America. New York Post. No kidding. It's not already in America. It is in America. It's been allowed into America. And now ISIS is threatening New York City in a new propaganda video. Now, before I get into all of that, I want to tie it in to the fact that Obama thinks we're stupid and thinks that he can get away with bringing in unlimited radical Islamists, and then when they attack military recruiting centers, when they attack community centers, when they attack government facilities, they will just spin it and say it's not Islamic, and the dutiful CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC will all dutifully report that it's not Islamic, period. Just like the Fort Hood shooting, they said was not radical Islamic behavior. When you kill 14 people screaming Allah Akbar, it is. But what they don't seem to take into account is the alternative media, that is the real media, already has bigger numbers put together in the overall aggregate. In the final sum, the dinosaur media. Dinosaur media is beyond its last legs. It is laying in the desert with labored breath about to go into history. And that brings me to this next outrage, Infowars.com. Obama plans to veto refugee screening bill despite terrorists having entered U.S. as refugees. The FBI, in more than a dozen states, as you know, in the last few days, has arrested 69 people with ties to ISIS who they report were planning attacks in this country. But Obama is coming out and has now ordered the FBI to come out today and say that there are no Islamic ISIS-connected cells in the United States. Well, we know there are ISIS training camps in the United States that were allowed to operate to train jihadis to send them to Syria, to Libya, and to Egypt and Iraq. That is on record, that they were allowed to recruit and do this. Now they've just flipped against the West, and I don't know who's double-crossing who, but it is a mess. And if they ever act like borders could bring security, if they ever act like we deserve to have any screening process at all, then their whole fraud that borders don't matter collapses. So that's why they have to double down again and double down on top of that and then double down and double down again and say there are no Islamic terrorists, there are no Islamic terror attacks, no one's going to hurt you, nothing's happening. And why they've had Democrat congresswomen, we talked about it yesterday, come out and say, we need to restrict guns because of Paris. See, it's the suspension of common sense. Paris has a gun ban like New York or Chicago or D.C. Paris is one of the most restrictive gun-free zones in the world, and it's a hotbed of terror attacks because it's wide open. So how do you counter the answer to a threat like the head of Interpol said a few years ago when the Kenya shopping malls got attacked? He said, arm the citizens like they do in Texas or Colorado. That is the answer. That's the quote, ABC News. So when you've got common sense like that gaining ground, you just come out and say the answer is take everybody's guns away. Because an ISIS terrorist is going to follow the law, and they're not going to attack anybody because there's a sign on the door saying it's a gun-free zone. And if you believe that, you believe the frosty weather that's hit part of the U.S. came from a little elf named Jack Frost. In fact, we come back from break, I'm going to play this congresswoman. But here is the outrage. Obama plans to veto refugee screening bill despite terrorists having entered U.S. as refugees. President says legislation would create unnecessary and impractical requirements. And all it's saying is they've got to be vetted and screened and prove their passports are accurate and they don't have affiliations with known terror groups. It's not even proper screening. I mean, why would a country that's already got 40 million illegals in it, why would a country that's already going bankrupt want to take on people from a war-torn nation brimming with jihadis and military-age men, and then not screen them when almost all the passports, they say 5 out of 6, is the EU's own statement a month ago. 5 out of 6 Syrian passports are fake. Fake. 5? You've got a fake passport. You're not coming in. If I showed up, born in this country, born in Dallas, Texas, 41, almost 42 years ago, if I showed up to the United States border, flew in, say, to Austin, Texas, and I had a fake passport saying my name was John Brown, or my name was David Thompson, or my name was Bill Sanchez, whatever, John Doe, they would arrest me for fraud, and they should. But not if I'm an illegal alien from Latin America or Africa or the Middle East. It's bizarre, ladies and gentlemen, because they have all the security theater, how they've got to keep us safe and take all our rights away, because Al-Qaeda's hiding under every bench, every bed, every closet, the boogeyman. Meanwhile, you've got a real jihad army taking over part of Iraq, Syria, Libya, overthrew for a full year Egypt, our ally. Our government backed these people. And now we're told we're going to bring them in. It just shows the incredible boldness of this administration. I think they've gone too far. Obviously, they've gone too far legally and lawfully. This is treason. This is sedition. This is a military act against this country by classical definitions. Again, that's not rhetoric. I don't have words that rise to the level of this outrageous miscarriage of sanity. has gone too far, even in the system, even in this whored out corrupt system, this blasted, ragged out system, this potholed, rotting, shot system. This is too much because it puts the whole security theater on trial.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing.
Folks ask why I have such high energy and why I tend to get on the edge of hysteria. It's crazy. to have the President of the United States saying they're going to bring in 100,000 now, quote, refugees from an Al-Qaeda offensive area, and almost all of them, it turns out, are Sunnis that came into Syria to take over and have now failed and have nowhere to go. These are like pilgrims, you know, on the wagon trains going west, wanting to take over land, basically. And they're almost all military-age men. That is admitted. And I just cannot believe how bold this illegitimate government is at the top pulling stuff like this. I mean, I can't even believe it. And they just caught six men from Pakistan, Afghanistan, busted illegally entering Arizona from Mexico. And Breitbart, Texas, does have a lot of really good sources. We have sources inside the Border Patrol that told us to go down, obviously, last year and show where they bring the illegals in, give them the vouchers, and then bus them into the country. But at least that's Latin Americans. Most of them aren't criminals or terrorists. A highly trusted federal agent working under the umbrella of U.S. Customs and Border Protection has confirmed to Breitbart, Texas, that a group composed of five Pakistan men and one from Afghanistan was captured by U.S. Border Patrol agents after having illegally crossed the porous U.S.-Mexico border in the Tucson sector of Arizona. The six men traveling in a group were captured roughly 16 miles into the state of Arizona, specifically near the small, picturesque town of Patagonia, Arizona. The apprehension of the group occurred late on Monday night, November 16, 2015. Border Patrol agents were unable to do extensive interviews with the six Middle Eastern men because the Federal Bureau of Investigation took over the matter. The aliens were immediately transferred to Tucson, where the FBI took custody. And there's just nothing else really known about that. And this is ongoing. If you look, because they only release it every few months, the latest numbers on what's, who's been apprehended and what, and it'll say, you know, 27,000 Mexicans in this sector, 3,000, I mean, I'm going from just stalled memory, Guatemalans, 1,200 Venezuelans. It'll say, and then it'll say, 127 Pakistanis, you know, 24 Syrians. It says the numbers. John Kerry, again, is in NBC News saying accept 85,000 refugees in 2016, 100,000 in 2017. So the number's always growing. Now they're talking about 300,000, see? But then they keep using this 10,000 number in the news to confuse everybody. That's how they started 4 or 5 years ago in Germany. They go, we're going to take 10,000 refugees. Next, it's 100,000, 300,000, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million plus now in Germany. 3 million in the last 4 years. Now they're talking about 3 million in the next 2 years in Germany. There's only 60 million people in both countries when it was east and west. So it really is incredible. And I just ask everybody the question, how will the establishment get away with this when there are terror attacks in this country? What are they planning? Well, they're going to use the threat to build up this big apparatus of security that's then focused on the American people. And I said I'd play the clip. We do have the clip of this congresswoman yesterday coming out and saying that we need to restrict the Second Amendment because of what happened in Paris. Here it is.
But I do want to remind you that before we killed a jihadist named Alaki, he did a video that said to Americans, join the jihad and get guns, because it's so easy in the United States of America to get a weapon. And that ought to be a chilling reminder, because aside from blowing themselves up, which is, of course, not about small weapons, these people use the kinds of weapons that are still available in the United States of America. And I think it ought to cause us to have another consideration of sensible gun safety laws.
Well, that's Jan Schakowsky from Illinois. Yeah, they had illegal plastic explosives too, Bimbo. And you've got armed guards protecting you, you little swine bag. It was a gun-free zone where they attacked, you monster. It's so sick of filth like him. These people are anti-American trash. Who wants to disarm her quarry, her would-be slaves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the
Predators
run.
Want their slaves
Alex
disarmed.
Jones and the
Predators
GCN
want to
Radio
feed
Network.
On declawed prey.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
When candidates say we want to admit three-year-old orphans, that's political posturing. When individuals say that we should have a religious test and that only Christians, proven Christians, should be admitted, that's offensive and contrary to American values. I cannot think of a more potent recruitment tool for ISIL than some of the rhetoric that's been coming out of here during the course of this debate. ISIL seeks to exploit the idea that there is a war between Islam and the West.
All right, that's enough. Everything Obama says is a lie, that we're against widows and three-year-olds. No, we were against turning women into widows and driving three-year-olds out of Syria, but that's not who's coming over. It's men that want jobs. It's men that want welfare. It's men that want brides. Many of them, a large minority of them, are jihadis that failed in the takeover of Syria and are now being allowed into Turkey, north of Syria, and then they're allowed to infiltrate and march in giant columns by the hundreds of thousands, incredible footage that everyone's seen, into Europe. And Germans are told you'll be arrested if you criticize it. And within hours of Obama saying, you know, you're scared of women, a woman blew herself up and blew a police dog up, and shrapnel flew into the police vehicles nearby. And then he goes on to say he can't think of a better recruiting tool for ISIS when the West funded ISIS. 90%+ of the rebels are Wahhabist, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS, same group. ISIS is the worldwide caliphate recruiting arm establishing Islamic states. IS is the Islamic state they're setting up with an area between eastern Syria and western Iraq. And the public is so incredibly politically uninformed and geopolitically uninformed about what's going on in the world that they get confused by it. Former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. That was former top general on record. General Michael Flynn. Should I play the clip again? And by the way, I'm not a fan of a lot of the stuff that comes out of the mullahs in Iran, but I'm not for war with Iran, and Iran is not attacking this country. They're the Shiites that are fighting. The Shiites believe you've got to be genetically descended from Muhammad, the prophet, to be able to be a cleric. Obviously, that's not going to take over Islam, even though it's arguably the oldest form of Islam. The Sunnis say, no, you've just got to profess it and be recognized by the people as a spiritual leader. That's why they're the majority of Islam, because there are going to be a lot more preachers out there pushing their brand into Islam because they can say that they're a Mahdi or a leader or a spiritual man, because according to the Shiites, you got to be related to Muhammad. And that's the big fight in Islam, ladies and gentlemen. And the average American doesn't even know what that is. And that's what the politicians prey on all day long. And now, the supreme leader of Iran, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, has come out and said that the West was behind the terror attacks. And the media spun that to say that he was saying it was completely staged. Video from Iran's supreme leader reportedly blames U.S. for Paris attacks. But when you read deeper, he says the West funded Islamic State to overthrow Shiite-controlled areas of the world, and now it's blowing back on them. And it's a true statement. WikiLeaks said the same thing. They got demonized. It's true. It's true. I don't care who says it. If Bill Clinton said it, it'd be true, even though he's a liar. The video posted on Facebook page affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps was first reported by the Middle East Media Research Institute. It explains that the U.S. created the Islamic State to advance its own agenda. That's what the general over DIA said. It's just true. And see, the Ayatollah's not bad for saying it. Our government's bad for doing it. And you got these 9/11 truthers out there that will look at me and say, I am not covering the full story because I'm not saying it's all completely manufactured, because it's not all manufactured at the ground level, but it was manufactured at the beginning because they created the group, funded the group, protected the group. So it is a false flag, but I'm explaining the type of false flag it is. I said ISIS was coming. I said they were real. I said get ready for major attacks, because I've been analyzing the group. I've seen them on the ground. We've been threatened by them over and over again. I watched them be allowed to recruit online, and they're now going to use this threat to take our freedoms. There is purely staged terror. There is manufactured terror. There's provocateur terror. There is finance terror, where it's real terror groups, but they got their money up the chain from shadowy corporations. I've made my mission to study this, and that's why we're getting into these areas. But it is a real threat, but yes, the door was opened to these organizations to come into the West, but it's worse than that because our criminal governments, the illegitimate groups that have hijacked our nation and hijacked Europe, have been financing and funding these groups. So they helped finance, fund, and protect and shepherd them, and now they're opening the door for them. Joining us with his final report from Paris, France, he's got new news of chemical weapons threats. We know ISIS and al-Qaeda do have chemical weapons, at least in Syria and other areas. They got it from Saudi Arabia. Even the UN had that founding. And he's got more intel for us before he goes to London to report with Paul Watson and, of course, Michael Zimmerman. So joining us from Paris, France, is former Army Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Joe, what's the latest?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're in downtown Paris. And to go back to what you're talking about with social media, how ISIS was being allowed to recruit, I mean, it's amazing. If you or I, we get on there, we say something that's discriminatory, so-called racist, or anti-immigration, we can be censored. Meanwhile, these guys have been left to just get on Twitter openly recruiting, posting these stuff, and they don't go after them. You know, if I post something saying something, say if I said something about Hillary Clinton, the FBI is going to be knocking at my door. But there's nothing going on with these guys. Today we found out the French Prime Minister said that there is a great possibility of a chemical attack here in Paris. And I'm trying to wonder, you know, I'm trying to figure out where that idea came from. And I think this comes from possibly the raid yesterday in St. Denis, where the police went into that building and raided it. Now, they said the initial report is when they went in there, they found evidence of another attack being prepared for. Now, did they find some kind of chemical stuff in there that they were working on, different kinds of vests, something like that? So that's where I'm beginning to think maybe that intel came from.
Well, obviously, that's where the mastermind was and was reportedly killed, as you first reported yesterday. It's now been confirmed today that they're saying the mastermind of the Paris attacks of Halloween or of Friday the 13th was indeed killed. Speaking of Halloween, the Russians have come out, obviously, yesterday confirming that that was a 2-pound bomb on board that aircraft. ISIS did take responsibility for that. The point is, they're on the march. And as you know, al-Qaeda / IS has launched multiple chemical attacks inside Syria and attempted to blame it on Assad. So there's no telling what they're going to pull.
Well, the lady who had the suicide vest strapped to herself in St. Denis during the raid, she actually was going up to the window and looking out as they saw the police coming and screaming, help me, to lure them in, to try to get them in there. And instead of falling for it, I guess they sent the police dog in. They said when that vest went off that it was such a big explosion that the floor that she was standing on collapsed and fell through, and the explosion was so great that it sent her spine across into the street.
Joe, being inside the middle of the epicenter of the ISIS jihad and traveling to Brussels, Belgium, and being thrown out by the Islamicists that didn't want you in the area, what's your overall takeaway after being on the ground for 5 days?
Well, you know, I go back to the article I read right before we came over here that Paul Joseph Watson put up, saying that about, I think it was 27% of Parisians actually support ISIS. And I'm sitting here thinking, that's far-fetched.
Those aren't Parisians.
No,
those are invaders.
And I'm sitting here thinking that's so far-fetched, but now that I've actually been here, I 100% believe that to the T. I can tell you this much. And let's go back to July 7th here in France. I found the story. I forgot about it. I actually read about it back when it happened. 40 grenades, 180 detonators, and plastic explosives stolen from French military base. This is an article at the Telegraph. So that stuff went missing back there, you know, back in July. No telling how that's been, you know, being used, if it's being sent over into Syria, Iraq, here in France. So there's definitely that out there. That stuff has been stolen and someone is using it.
Joe, I keep asking this question. I'm going to ask you again. How do you think they're going to get away when there's clearly more terror attacks in Europe, in the United States, in other Western nations? How will they politically get away with that unscathed, the socialists, the collectives, the Merkels, the Obamas, the Hollands? Just today, Obama plans to veto refugee screening bill despite terrorists having entered the U.S. as refugees. President says legislation would create unnecessary and impractical requirements. The definition of treason, of high treason, is aiding and abetting sworn enemies to enter and attack your nation. I mean, this is the definition of cut and dry military sabotage against our country. I mean, from shutting down our power plants, to bringing in jihadis, to attacking our families, to funding ISIS, Obama really is trying to destroy this country. He really is trying to sabotage this nation. He really does want to destroy the country that gives him all his power. I mean, these people are mentally ill. He is worse than I ever thought he could be. I mean, this is joke level, Biggs.
Yeah, I mean, they're pushing this entire PC culture to where it's almost like they want everyone to have this sense of Stockholm syndrome to where they have to love being attacked. That, you know, that's how I feel. That it's like Stockholm syndrome, that they want everyone to feel like, all right, these are your oppressors, they're doing it, but you're going to love them anyways, and just kind of ignore the fact. And that's why this whole PC culture keeps getting pushed all the time. It's this reverse psychology to, instead of going after the bad people, after going after the corrupt government, you feel racist, you feel like a bigot, you feel horrible for doing it. And it's the same thing with that. I just don't understand it. And so many people are falling for it around the world. It's not just in America, it is everywhere. People are writing articles saying that, you know, you should sympathize for these people.
Madonna says we should love them. Look, these people are bullies that oppress their own people and their own nations. It's sickening. But what's behind a lot of the guilt with the grassroots is we know attacking Iraq was wrong now. You've said that yourself, and you were there and were wounded there. We know we were fed lies. We know we've done a lot of bad things to the Middle East. But here's the problem. The very globalist, the very New World Order people that lied to us into all these wars to destabilize the Middle East and set the stage for ISIS to come into the vacuum are the ones now saying open our borders. It's the globalists. They're the problem.
Well, I have some breaking news right now. There's actually a raid being conducted by French police in Charleville-Mézières. It is a town that is about 3 hours away from here on the Belgian border. And right now there are police conducting this raid, sweeping through, looking for possible terrorists. So that's going on right now. I actually have a link just posted on Facebook, on my Twitter and all that. You guys can grab it. It has live updates of what's going on from that area. But like
tell
I said, that's
folks
about
your Twitter. That's Rambo Biggs.
Yes, at Rambo Biggs.
And you can go on there and retweet that at The Real Alex Jones there on Twitter as well. I don't want to say exactly what you're planning next, but you're going to go to London in the next day or so. You're also going to be going to some of these no-go ghettos where women are told you must not wear skirts, you must wear hoods. They even tell people not to come out of bars. Same thing's happening in Germany now where they had to stop Oktoberfest because the migrants were upset by outdoor drinking. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. So hopefully you're going to go document some more of that because people are in denial about what you experienced.
Yeah, we will definitely. I mean, the fact that, I mean, I can believe that people don't want to accept that. That's fine. But I mean, I'm telling you, myself, Michael, and Paul were there. That happened without a doubt. We had no problem. We were in front of the building where that raid was conducted because it's in a very open area. But once we walked further into the ghetto and started moving around through there, that's when the cars started coming by. That's when the people started hanging out and screaming, like spit coming out of their mouth, angry that we're there. And then I was kind of wigged out, so we're like, all right, let's go into this restaurant and try to, like, get away from this for a minute. And as soon as we open the door, this guy comes scooting in and kind of grabs the door and goes, no, you can't be here. You can't be here. You know,
but there's not going to be any liberal lawsuit because you're white or you're Western or you're Christian, so you weren't let in. This is the suicide of the West. Well, it's been documented. You're going to document it some more. Joe Biggs will continue to see your reports as you follow them at InfoWars.com. We'll also have you back live tomorrow from London. You guys be safe.
We went to Charlie Hebdo today, too, as well, Alex.
And that's been filed as well?
We're putting it together for a nice produced report, but we actually went to the area where the police officer was killed on the sidewalk. There was a lot of people saying that was a hoax. You could actually see a little rut, like a divot in the concrete where it looked like a bullet had hit as well. So we documented all that. The bottom floor of Charlie Hebdo has been completely cleaned out. It looks like they've moved up further. A lot of signs everywhere. And we were able to go in and get closer to the Bataclan Theater today. They moved back the barricade, or actually I should say they brought it in closer just around that area instead of a huge block. They still had the memorials out as well. But you could see the signs up from last Friday saying that the Eagles of Death Metal, the American band that has the front man for Queens of the Stone Age, they had all that still up there. A lot of people out there scared, worried. Now we have the threats of the chemical attacks. So everybody's on edge here. I went out last night and actually spoke to a man from Paris who lived in Australia for a lot of his life and moved back here about 5 years ago. And he said he was actually supposed to go to that theater that night, that him and his wife had tickets. And he decided last minute that morning to go to Amsterdam and party there. So he never updated his family. He never updated his work that he had changed his plans. He gets a call from his boss screaming and crying, saying, "Hey, are you alive? Are you alive?" And he goes, "Yeah, mate, I'm in Amsterdam."
Wow.
And he goes, "Thank God." He's
great
like,
"Great job, Joe. Can't wait to see those reports at Infowars.com."
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's some of the headlines at drugsreport.com and InfoWars.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 6 Syrian with fake passport captured in Honduras. Now Costa Rica detains Syrian traveling on Greek passport. ISIS threatens New York City in new propaganda video. Times Square attack. Syrian community leader, ISIS already in USA. Refugees cannot be vetted. Get real, says the government. And it just goes on from that point on. Six men from Pakistan, Afghanistan, busted entering Arizona. Al-Qaeda uses refugee program to smuggle operatives into Kentucky. Report 827 Somalis resettled in 6 weeks, only one Christian. I love how Obama says it's discriminatory to try to bring Christians in. That's the point of refugee status. Christians, the UN admits, are the most persecuted group in the world. Their persecution in the last decade has doubled. They're being murdered all over the Middle East, and Obama knows how dumb his politically correct audience is. And he goes, we can't just bring Christians in. That's discriminatory. No, we know. You won't let Christians get out. It is so sick. And it shows how much they hate us, bitter clingers. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're Asian, Hispanic, Arabic, whatever. You're a Christian. This global government hates your guts. And Christians are persecuted. And our leaders, our Christian leaders, are controlled and won't stand up for us. We're under attack, people. And Christians should come together. And even if you don't believe in Christianity, but you believe in Western culture and freedom, you shouldn't like your culture, what you came from, being under attack and being replaced with a bunch of crazy radical jihad crap. And people know I was against the Middle Eastern wars. I don't dislike Muslims or Arabs or any of it. But I'm not going to bend over with a bunch of radical ones telling me that my daughters belong to them and are going to wear hoods on their heads over my dead body. We're taking this country back, period. We're done. I don't care if it's globalists, radical Muslims, Satanists, whatever, whoever you are, get out of my way. 1776 is coming again, and you're not going to stop the new Enlightenment, the new Renaissance. Get out of the way, all of you. You globalists that want to suppress technology, radical Islamists that want to suppress culture, it's over. We're the real liberals. America was exceptional, and we're bringing it back. Now, that said, I cannot state to new viewers and listeners how awesome InfoWarsLife.com products are. If you will just try things like X-Tube or the product Deep Cleanse, it has changed my life. Almost everyone I know, basically everybody I know, that's taken the Deep Cleanse, that's taken X-Tube, it's taken other key products at InfoWarsLife.com, it's changed their lives. This has the strongest, most concentrated Shilajit, organic, we could find, that's thousands of compounds together in the Himalayan mountains, basically oils that have gone into the rocks and then concentrated and come back out. It's one of the big secret things the Russians have used in the Olympics so much. And Deep Cleanse, that's just one of the compounds in Deep Cleanse. I take it every day. It has sold out both times we got it because it's so hard to get the organic Shilajit. But it's back in stock, and it makes a wonderful Christmas present. We're only a month away now, basically, from Christmas. So give the gift. Give family some X2. Give family Deep Cleanse, not just yourself. And know that your purchase is funding this operation and is absolutely critical and essential. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Here's a review from Gary Hall, El Paso, Texas. I usually take Deep Cleanse before I go to bed and wake up with more energy. I notice my face is skinnier and more toned, and I also use the restroom a lot easier and sleep a lot easier. A must-have for any person, whether you're a bodybuilder or fast-track businessman. Gary, thank you for support getting the Deep Cleanse available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Get yours before it sells out. It'll probably be 3 months till we get more in. And your purchases are essential. So it's a win-win. Stay with us.